Previously on Bulldog Live.
New Hampshire fishermen participating in a federal program designed to assist workers affected by foreign trade may have received checks in error and are being asked to return the money. Let me just say this. They're not being asked, I'm sure. I'm sure they're being told they must return the money or else, right? Off to the Who's Gal you go. Yesterday, I started the show with a little story about how there could be a federal investigation into Governor Chris Christie appearing in TV ads post-Hurricane Sandy using federal money. And there is a lot of questions about whether he should have even done that. But aides to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie are pointing out that the Obama administration approved those tourism ads. Bulldog Live continues on the pulse. The Secret Service will now assign chaperones on some trips to enforce new rules of conduct that make clear that excessive drinking, entertaining foreigners in their hotel rooms, and cavorting in disreputable establishments are no longer tolerated. If this was such a professional organization that we're told they are, then why on earth do we need to treat them like they're eighth graders on a field trip?
This is no small potatoes, like people have said. This is bad.
This affects tens of thousands of people in this state. It is imposing an income tax. There is no question about it. It will put an even bigger tax burden on businesses than they already have, in addition to what the economy is doing to them and other outside forces at work. And it's going to make New Hampshire a disadvantage. There will be no longer the New Hampshire advantage. It'll be the New Hampshire disadvantage because our tax rates will be higher than Massachusetts, higher than Maine, higher than Vermont. Nobody's going to want to relocate here and establish a business. And then those businesses that are here, what on earth are they going to do? They can't figure out what the rules are. Nobody knows. Nobody can clearly explain it.
Because we're keeping America safe from the six-year-old terrorists.
Yeah, you just remember that. How about the story of there's a mentally disabled boy, not really a boy, 20-some years old, who unfortunately has to wear a diaper. And they're putting their hands down into his diaper, crying out loud, patting his bottom and the like. And these folks don't change their gloves. Have you ever noticed that? And then once it became perfectly clear that the senators had to vote on whether to protect your property rights or not, they did the right thing and voted to protect your property rights, regardless of party philosophy, regardless of whether they support Northern Pass or not. What they did at the end of the day was exactly what legislators should do, and that is to do the right thing for the people of New Hampshire. The fact is, the issue was very clear, and you won. So thank yourselves. Savor the victory. There will be more battles lying ahead. But for now, the good guys won.
Well, why don't you just have a right-of-way buried underground right along 90 Grand?
Because they refuse. A legislative committee is going to start studying that for them.
New Hampshire taxpayers are going to be doing the job for the private industry.
Yes, exactly. We were told how much money the taxpayers were going to make off this project. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, the Republicans need to do themselves a favor and just not show up to this thing tonight because they know what's going to happen. I mean, it's predictable, Joe. They're going to be made out to be big evil villains. He's going to sit there and insult them, much like he insulted the Supreme Court a couple years ago at his State of the Union address. So the Republicans shouldn't even bother to show up.
We do have to have some sort of a sounding board that has a logical a bridge to cross because...
Well, if you're talking about alternatives, what are the Republican alternatives? Here's the problem. It will fall on deaf ears, nobody in the media will report it, and it'll turn out to be the nation's largest secret.
That's what happens when you don't speak up. The government will just roll all over you.
Now, of course, how many battles can you fight at one time?
Well, if you listen to the show for any period of time, you know there's a lot of things going on.
That's why elections matter, folks. This is why you need to pay attention. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, because I don't endorse candidates. And there's very good reason why I don't. There's many good reasons why I don't. Because when they screw up, I don't have to sit here and try to defend them.
Bulldog Live with Brian Tilton. Weekdays 10 a.m. to noon on The Pulse.